Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times 8. I don't know. A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's plate this dish. We do another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. The Detroit Lions have done it. Yes, Jim Caldwell's club has won 2 in a row. It's a miracle. Lions knock off the Rams today 31-28 in a game that at one point looked like it was going to be L.A.'s game to win, and the Lions were in deep trouble trailing 28-21 in the fourth quarter. But yet, Matthew Stafford does it again. The defense for the second straight week on back-to-back possessions, one forcing a 3-and-out, then the turnover that they needed Rafael Bush with an interception late. And the Lions have improved to 3-3 and are back at 500 with the Redskins coming to town next Sunday. Matt Derry with you. Welcome in on the Locked On Podcast Network, audioboom.com, and also on iTunes for another edition of Locked On Lions on this Sunday, October 16 into Monday, October 17. Crazy, crazy finish, certainly, for the Detroit Lions today in a game that they had to have against the Rams. And I say had to have because you've got to beat LA at home. The Rams aren't any good. And today, the Lions made Case Keenum look like a superstar. A superstar. And, you know, they won in spite of themselves again. They made some mistakes, some costly penalties, false starts. But there's something about what number 9 is doing that is very, very special right now. And I want to get into Matthew Stafford. I want to talk about the halftime performance today and festivities honoring the 1991 team. I also want to talk about Jim Caldwell. All that coming up right here on Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, Matt Derry with you. You want to tweet to me, you can at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Also, hit me up, please, on the Facebook page, the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook, for comments on there. We'll get to some of those a little bit later on as well in this Sunday Instant Reaction Lions podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Lions again win by 3. I got to start with Stafford. What more do you want this guy to do? All right, I've been tough on him. There have been plenty of media types, fans, pundits, whatever you want to call them, that have been rough on Matthew Stafford. 7 years of not winning a playoff game. 7 years of not winning that big one on the road. And of course, last year he did it in Green Bay. But this season, this guy's been flawless. Lions fans, you've got a quarterback here. To sit here and go, well, it was against the Rams, and, you know, who's he playing? No. Eye test it. Okay, watch the film. Watch the games. Go to the games and watch him on the sidelines. Take a look at this guy. Matthew Stafford is not going anywhere, and you know what? Now I'm at the point where I'm like, good. I want him to retire as a Lion. For you driving to work today, if you're listening here on Monday morning, you're driving home on Sunday night, you know what I'm talking about. 23 out of 31, 270 yards. He had Aaron Donald draped all over him all day, yet still finished with a quarterback rating and a passer rating, excuse me, not QBR, but passer rating of 139.8. Interceptions? Nope. Sacks, 1. And he fumbles, and any key issues with Stafford? No, he just makes the throws. That bomb to Golden Tate, which set up a touchdown in the third quarter? Unbelievable. Stood in there, took a shot. He's playing with a makeshift offensive line that today did not have Larry Warford, had Laken Tomlinson playing right guard, had a rookie in Graham Glasgow having to play left guard and try to check Aaron Donald in every play. And oh, by the way, Martin Mayhew, thanks a lot, buddy. If the Lions drafted Aaron Donald, this podcast would be over with by now. I could have done it at 3 in the afternoon because the Lions would have won this game by 30. But no, I had to draft Eric Ebron instead of... This Aaron Donald is a freaking beast, and he should be a Lion. What an embarrassment. And it's not Ebron's fault. It's Martin Mayhew's fault and all these other teams that passed on Aaron Donald. But with that being said, with all that going on, Stafford just rallies him, man. He makes all the big throws. Third and one, they bring in the jumbo package. Here's Stafford firing a BB to Anquan Boldin. The touchdown pass to Andre Roberts. You know, under a lot of duress, scrambled. Threw it only where Roberts could go get it. You're seeing a maturation of a star here. I can't believe I'm saying this because I've never really been that big of a fan of Matthew Stafford. This guy's a beast himself. What more do you want from your quarterback? You want him to eventually have a child with his wife? Oh, she's pregnant. This guy's carrying this team. No Theo Riddick today. They put up 31 points against a pretty good defense. Aaron Donald's tremendous. Mark Barron's really good. I know the Rams had some other key guys out today like Robert Quinn and Tremaine Johnson, but it's a Ram defense that's been pretty stingy this year. And Stafford just puts up numbers. The beginning of the game, you're thinking, all right, the running back tandem today is Zach Zenner and Justin Forsett, who looks finished. Every time he touched the ball today, I was sort of like negative yardage. Zach Zenner and Justin Forsett. But Stafford, man, just finds a way. Finds a way. And today, when the chips were down and the team needed a boost, and they trailed by 7 in the fourth, here's Stafford and Golden Tate for a touchdown with 6 minutes to go. Then they get the ball back, leads them down the field again, sets up Prater from 34. I like what Jim Caldwell did there on fourth and goal, on fourth and inches. He has been gambling a lot. Jim Caldwell's coaching like a man that knows this is probably it for him, and he's got to show some balls. And the Lions are 5 for 5 on fourth downs, even in the first quarter, right off the bat. Fourth and one at the 49, boom, we're going for it. And they get it. A couple of short yardage opportunities today where you had Stafford throwing the football. And Golden Tate, hello, a Golden Tate sighting, was tremendous today. 8 catches, 165 yards, and a touchdown. He's got a nice rapport going with Anquan Boldin. Give the offense a lot of credit. The offensive line held up as best they could today, too. And even Zach Zenner had a quality, you know, 60 yards rushing, couple of draw plays I liked. So the offense did its job, put up 31 points, and got this team a W. As far as the defense, that's another story. This defense is a long, long way away, long ways away. Some people say, well, Terrell Austin was a much better coordinator a couple of years ago. Well, that's because Terrell Austin had a healthy Ziggy Ansah, a healthy DeAndre Levy, and Ndamukong Suh, oh, by the way, is having a giant year for the Dolphins. A veteran strong safety in Ihedibo that was still in his prime with Glover Quinn. The Lions had need a... I know Raphael Bush was one of the heroes today with his interception, but let's call it what it is. Okay? The Lions need a strong safety. The Lions need four linebackers, maybe three. The Lions need some help. They need a lot of help defensively. Kyle Van Noy is not the answer. Tavon Wilson is not a starter. I'm not so sure Tahir Whitehead's a starter at middle linebacker. The D tackles today got pushed around at times by the Rams offensive line. When your top tackler from your defensive line is Anthony Zettel, what does that tell you about the guys up front? They weren't doing much. Where was Devin Taylor today? Now, credit goes to Stephon Charles. He made one tackle today. He was one of the biggest ones of the game, stuffing Todd Gurley on that fourth and goal. That was huge. And thank you, Jeff Fisher, for not taking points going into the half. Classic Fisher. That would have been a 17-14 halftime lead for the Rams and getting the ball to start the third quarter. I thought that was a giant mistake. Also, what kind of play call was that? But give Charles and the defense credit there. but they couldn't. It's mind-blowing to me that the Rams kept running the same play over and over and over again, and nobody could guard it. Crossing routes, tight ends in the flat, running backs in the flat and over the middle. I've never seen a game where a team won a football game like the Lions won today. And there were so many opposing receivers open all day for the other team, yet the Lions found a way to win. It was incredible. Nevin Lawson had a terrible game today at cornerback. Darius Slay was bad, and Kenny Britt was abusing him all day until the very end when Slay had that huge knockaway on the 3rd and 5, forcing the punt. They gave the Lions the football back. But, you know, Kenny Britt had a 7-catch, 136-yard day. Brian Quick had a 5-catch day. Tavon Austin got free a couple of times today. Lance Kendricks, a tight end, no surprise, caught a touchdown on Kyle Van Noy. The Lions just are so bad at linebacker against running backs and tight ends. It's beyond. And when they got to go play some zone, the crossing routes were killing them. Now, with that being said, again, the last two possessions, just like last week against Philly, when the defense needed to make a play, they've made it. So I can't trash them completely, but boy, they, you know, and you could tell Ziggy Ansah was back today. He made one nice play, but he's not 100% healthy. And a lot of times he had to take himself out of the game. So while the Lions got the win today, a lot of holes defensively. I like Nevin Lawson, but he has struggled this year. Diggs made one good play today. Glover Quinn has not had the year that he's had the past couple. And good to see a guy like Zettle step up. You know, Kerry Hyder continues to impress. But boy, the Lions need some help defensively. This was Case Keenum today, 25 for his first 27 passes. Case Keenum, 25 for his first 27. And at one point had thrown 19 consecutive completions. He finished 27 of 32 for 321 yards and 3 touchdowns. Case Keenum. You know, so when the Lions have to play Aaron Rodgers again, what's going to happen? So that's just unacceptable. Case Keenum just lit them up all day, and he had all day to throw. Where's the pass rush? Where was Hyder and Devin Taylor and these guys? But you can see that Austin's terrified to blitz because he knows that his linebackers can't cover one-on-one. So you blitz, that leaves other guys in man. But the Lions found a way to win. And Jim Caldwell showed some guts today, some gutsy calls, and that's a good win. I know the Rams aren't great by any stretch of the imagination, but the Lions getting back to 500, now the big ones next week with the Redskins at home. Go 3-0 at home, and then a very winnable game at Houston after that. Last thing I want to touch on here on Locked On Lions on this Sunday. Today at halftime, they honored the 1991 Lions team that, of course, is the last team to win a playoff game. Central Division champs, Herman Moore, Barry Sanders, Kevin Glover. Great to see Eric Kramer healthy and there. The Spin Dog, Ray Crockett, and all those guys. One thing I think the Lions messed up with on, and I've had no issue, and I've mentioned it on the podcast, and you can click on the link for the podcast earlier this week where I talked about the 91 celebration. I have no issue with it. It's a nice thing to honor the guys at halftime and get them all back in their jerseys. I think it's fine. I know there's plenty of people out there that said, oh, the Lions shouldn't do that, and what a slap in the face, and it's pathetic. It's the best team they've had, guys. I have no problem with it. Okay, they didn't run a parade up Woodward for them. They didn't hang a banner today. They didn't give them championship rings because they didn't win anything. They won one playoff game. But I had no issue with the honoring of them. What I have an issue with is that Mark Champion should have been on the field with a microphone introducing the guys. I think Lions fans would have gotten a real kick out of hearing Mark's voice again. And, of course, Mark, let go by the Lions years ago as play-by-play man for Dan Miller. And this is not a Dan versus Mark thing. Not at all. I like both guys. Okay? But what would have been really nice is for the fans to hear Mark's voice again, not just on the old play-by-play calls or the highlights, but rather Mark grabbing a microphone and introducing the guys and hearing his voice and saying, hey, it's Mark Champion. I think the fans would have gotten a real kick out of it. I think the Lions should have invited him. That would have been really cool. The event had everything. It was great to see Barry out there. Barry's been here all weekend doing clinics with kids, and they had a dinner last night at MGM. Mark should have been there. That's just my opinion. All right, that'll do it for this Sunday, October 16th edition of Locked On Lions. We'll touch on much, much more, including Caldwell's presser tomorrow, and we'll preview Washington coming up this week. A big one for the Lions at home. The 3-3 Lions have won two in a row. They win again by three. Barely, but hey, Stafford, Golden Tate, the offense, getting it done. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.